This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I wanted to talk about this earlier. Obviously, there's been a lot of free agency stuff. I saw this tweet from Zach Leonsis this morning, and I'm sure a lot of people had to put a lot of work into getting this done, including folks at the league and ESPN and TNT and everything else. But we've been calling for it. A lot of folks have.
You first heard it here.
First heard it here.
Hell yeah. They took our thing and ran with it. They're supposed to. That's cool with it.
However the sausage got made, I just want the sausage made. I'm reading now from Leonsis on Twitter. He said, "We want to ensure that Caps fans can listen to their hometown announcer's call of Ovi's record-breaking achievement, which is why we've come to an agreement with the NHL to produce our own monumental broadcast during the 4 exclusive nationally telecast games remaining this season for archival purposes and real-time clips on social media." We have the technology. Let's do this, man.
Do it.
And I don't know the specifics, what this means, if you can watch it in real time or they'll just have it immediately after, or if it's like they just have a stream and if you want to watch a game on TV, it's ESPN or TNT or whatever. But, like, I'm just happy that enough grown-ups, intelligent folks came to the table and said, "Yo, let's figure this out."
Yeah.
That's what Joe B should call that goal.
It doesn't hurt anything. But what it would hurt if you don't have Joe or some level of that, game being called locally, because everybody don't have where it's going to be. You want to hear it from the person you hear all the time. And I think it makes a world of difference.
Dude, I do too. And I love Walton, and I don't want to take anything away from Walton. The radio call is awesome. But, you know, I also think there could be a deep playoff run accompanying this regular season Ovi thing. And we know in the playoffs it's going to be Walton clips that are the most memorable because Joe B and Locker don't call those games. So I'm just so happy for something that is a regular season record. We're going to have Joe B. I imagine, especially Brian, you and I know Joe. Mm-hmm. He's got to be thrilled.
He is.
Now, he'll be cool about it, but he's got
to
be.
He actually, when we talked to him and we mentioned it to him, what we were thinking, you could hear the excitement in him. He said, "Oh, man, that would be great." Right. And all of a sudden, it's down. And now it's there. So,
I am really glad a common sense approach was able to be figured out for this thing. And whenever it comes that we'll get to hear Joe B on the call, the Caps are back tonight. It's late. They got a 3-game Cali swing. They're in Anaheim tonight, then L.A. Thursday, then San Jose on Saturday. So as much as the travels, whatever, you got to go out west, the fact that it's 3 games in California over, you got to figure they went out there yesterday, right?
I guess.
I would think. Right, you're not flying today to play tonight.
No, they probably went yesterday.
It's three games in Cali, but you've been out there now. You get a week to do it. Maybe even Monday to Sunday. The travel's not that killer. There's no back-to-backs on there. Mm-hmm. I think the tough part is tonight's at 10, Thursday's at 10:30. If Ovi drops five goals over the next two nights, a lot of folks are going to be asleep.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, it'll be playing on Miami Miller the next day.
Right. Well, and I don't think he's going to score nine over the next two. If he does, it'd be incredible.
What if he does that and say, you know what? Let me show y'all who's the greatest.
Right. It's wild as this thing gets closer, dude, because it just becomes that much more and more real. Honestly, just cutting it to single digits, and we've been watching this closely for a while now, cutting it to single digits makes it feel that much more inevitable, I think.
Yeah. It's at 8 to tie, 9 to break, right?
Right.
When that thing gets into that, when it gets 8 to break, him being number 8,
that's pretty cool.
It's going to be on and popping then, bro. It's one more.
I mean, it's kind of all, to me, it's there.
It's been on and popping ever since he got close, but I mean, since he got to 20-something in my book. When he hit 30, I thought it was on and popping. I love that number 30. But when it hits 8, it's going to become a little more special. That's when you find out how the players care about the numbers. You find a way to get your number involved.
Sure. Leonard Floyd last year was with the Niners. This news is just coming. I'm seeing it via Schefter. Won a Super Bowl with the Rams. Floyd has had no fewer than 8.5 sacks over the last 5 years. Veteran just became available in San Fran last year. That's the kind of name we've learned that they kind of bargain shop at some of these positions. That might be the kind of guy you're talking about. Former first rounder. He'll be 33 week one. And it's easy to be like, oh, you got to get younger, but they haven't really. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
Yeah. If you can play better than you did last year with these new guys you're getting now, nobody don't care how young you are.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
A lot of cliches are said around this time of the year. Got to have tall receivers. Got to get younger. Man, you can't let that guy leave. We can't afford to lose him. None of it makes any sense until you get the team together and see what you can develop.
Are you surprised? The Niners look like they're tearing it down. That's not just because they have to pay It's not just because they have to pay Purdy.
Well, I mean, they got a lot of guys they have to pay. A lot of guys are not under
Warner and Kittle. Have
a lot of people don't have guaranteed money and they want a little bit more. And they are in a world of trouble, man. They were signing people, but they didn't plan for this.
Well, and the more you kind of pull the thread out there, a lot of folks are like, man, I can't believe they signed Ayuk to that number.
Hey,
they're making it about Ayuk.
They are now,
which was a Shanahan decision.
Uh huh. Yeah, yeah. And you know who's doing that? The people that probably didn't want to do it, but they listened to the coach. And now, just like I said, man, the more you sit up here and act like you're running things and you got things, all of that stuff falls on you. It falls in your lap then. The blame comes to you too.
Well, you know who I couldn't help but notice? And I can't remember, B, maybe you remember, Robert Griffin III, who's a football analyst, tweeted out, not sure what the 49ers are doing, but losing your road dog at LB and Greenlaw, Chavarius Ward, Hufanga, and your right guard Banks, O.T. Moore, trading Deebo Samuel, and cutting your versatile H-back, Juszczyk, sounds like a rebuild. Better get it right or the fans will riot. I can't remember if Robert has history with anybody involved.
Oh, he got history. Yeah.
Who?
How?
No. I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think that's why? You don't think?
Hey.
You don't think Robert's stirring the pot?
He might be saying it because it's factual. But he has a little putting in there behind it, though. He's definitely putting something behind it.
I just can't remember what if anything, might have happened there. You know what's also fun? All right, so a lot of people pointed this out to me. Shout out to Bees for listening. The Caps left for Cali after their game against Seattle on Sunday. So that game was a 3:30. Say it ended at 6. They were probably wheels up by 8.
Probably a little later.
8:30.
But like they don't,
but you make the time up.
They didn't have to rush.
Right, so you land at 9:30 by the time you make the time up in the air. Maybe have a late dinner. You know you're not playing on Monday. Maybe you enjoy yourself
a little bit.
You know?
Go to what the place we went to?
Spago's.
Spago's and get you a nap like I did.
Spago's is a terrific nap spot. I don't know. All right. One other thing I wanted to talk about. Derek Queen, very, very good freshman basketball player for your Maryland Terrapins, has been named. He got named Big Ten Freshman of the Year, right, White Brian?
Yes.
You got to turn your mic on, Brian.
Yeah. He doesn't
correct.
He doesn't understand, and he don't understand that yet.
Now,
radio might need a mic.
The Turtles got very little other all Big Ten representation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you had some capable players. I'm glad Queen got that award. He deserved it. I don't know if it's the only two, but the last two Maryland players to win Freshman of the Year, I believe, were Joe Smith and Buck Williams. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good territory, man. I meant to tell you this, too. We had your boy Dwayne Simpkins on the Altcast last night.
Yep.
It was a lot of fun, man. Rooting for them. I asked him about DA, the super fan at AU games. He's like, oh, man, I love David Aldridge, but, you know, we don't always have the biggest crowds at our games, and sometimes you can really hear D.A. in there. It was great.
I wonder what he's saying.
Can't wait to watch Maryland. Their first game is Friday night in the Big Ten tournament, and then they have climbed all the way up to the number 11 in the AP, is that AP rankings are 11th,
all right. Brian?
Yeah, AP and coaches pool.
Okay. Why the hell aren't they top 10?
You could probably make an argument they should be 10 instead of Clemson, but the rest of the teams in the top 10 are pretty good.
Michigan State got a 60-foot buzzer beater to beat them.
They still beat them, Jay.
I'm not saying they should be higher than them.
JP, people, we know you went to Maryland, dog. You don't have to really try to prove it to us.
You know what? One thing I won't shout about, Finally, they're ranked ahead of Wisconsin. They beat Wisconsin head-to-head, and somehow Wisconsin maintained this higher ranking. At least they're ahead of them now. I am focused on the games. I'm focused on the second weekend. I'm not getting caught up in the silly stuff, all right? White Brian, I'll leave the silly stuff for you. By the way, I noticed your Auburn Tigers have slid down to third in both polls.
The AP poll doesn't matter at this point in the year.
Tell them again, Brian.
It means you're not going to be the number one overall seed. I know that.
No, they will be.
How? They win the SEC?
All they got to do is win the quarterfinal in the SEC, and they'll
Duke's going to win. Duke's going to get the number one overall seed, dude.
Duke doesn't have enough good wins.
They're going to win the ACC.
Doesn't matter.
Soda bet.
Okay.
That now that's like $1.50, Brian. You know, JP sure don't you can
pay,
afford that.
JP don't like to pay up on his bets, Brian.
I pay up. With that kid, he bets a quarter. I can pay those up. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.